Fitness Challenge Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS fitness and health. This is Stephen Gloss, your host and MS warrior trainer and fitness advocate. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. Together, we can win the battle against multiple sclerosis. This is episode number 6. Today's special guest is the mindset coach for the MS Fitness Challenge. She has been a health and fitness educator for the past decade and has helped balance thousands of people through lifestyle coaching. Traveling throughout the world, she motivates her audiences everywhere she goes to take on the challenge of healthy living. She also just so happens to be the daughter of Lou Ferrigno, the world-renowned bodybuilder and Incredible Hulk actor. The MS Fitness Challenge Podcast would like to introduce the one and only, the amazing and incredible Shauna Ferrigno to the show. Thank you so much for being here today, Shauna.
What an intro, Stephen. Thank you so much for having me. I love the energy already. Yeah. I love it.
It's hard not to get excited and be passionate about just the opportunity we have here to really make a difference and impact people's lives. So that's, I can't contain it. I'm sorry.
I love it. Do not contain it. I love it, Stephen. Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is great.
This is wonderful. So would you mind taking us back to the beginning of your fitness journey? As a child growing up with the Incredible Hulk as your father, that must have left a huge impression upon you. What was that whole experience like?
It's interesting, Stephen, because my parents have been married now 40 years and they're moving out of the same house that they've had for 40 years. Wow. And I go back all the time and all of these emotions come into play when I look at the fridge or, you know, after 40 years, I'm 38, but after going in and out of that house, you know, millions of times, a lot comes back. So one thing that really holds tight with me is that I never really knew that my dad was the Incredible Hulk or, you know, the star that he is. What I really knew was he was 80% hard of hearing. And I didn't grow up, you know, my parents were like, we're rich, you're poor, go work. We worked hard for it. So I always had a job. And having an 80% hard of hearing father, I really had to work with the fact that he is a little unavailable, where he reads lips. He's never heard music in his life. And wow. So it was a journey for me because the world saw him as this big megastar. And I was trying to bond with him as a father who was hard of hearing. And then he went back into competition when I was about 12 years old, which is a really, as we all know, it's a very impactful time in a kid's life with puberty and learning Definitely. About who you are. Yeah. And like 0 to 12 is a big one. So when he went back into competition, when he was about 41, 42, and I was 12, it was even harder to bond with him because he was doing two-a-days in the gym and he was gone all the time. And so a lot surfaces back up. So for me to, you know, I could talk all day about this, but for me, it was a journey and it still is with him. And it's been a good one. And it's been an interesting one. And I think that's why I'm here to talk about it. Yeah.
So this being the MS Fitness Challenge, we're obviously going to be talking about fitness. Did his passion and his love for fitness, did that transpire down to you as you were growing up? Or did you kind of have to mold yourself into that through your journey?
Great question. So I really went against it for a while because when he was back in the competition, I felt as though he left me personally because overnight our house became a business and then everything was weighed with food and he was gone all the time. So that's when I became a really heavy kid to rebel because I thought that anything that went in my mouth that didn't exist to everybody else that they saw, you know, wasn't happening. But it really was existing because I became really heavy because I had all these secrets that I thought nobody was, you know, nobody was onto. But, you know, with my weight, with the gain of all of that, people, not my parents, but people, adults, children started making fun of me nonstop. You know, people on the red carpet that we were going to these events, they were like, get this girl out of the way. Let's put your two cute sons in there.
Wow.
And so I was in this spiral of eating for comfort and at the same time dealing with my emotions, which I never really got to my emotions because I didn't know what was going on inside of myself. I just knew that the food was a rebellion against my dad. And so, it's been a long journey figuring
that out. That's a lot of pressure to go through as a young child like that, especially at that age.
Yeah, especially in front of the camera. And so my mom and dad really built an example of, this is our home. We eat healthy. You know, we're not gonna make you be anything you're not. And, you know, the way he was living, his lifestyle, bodybuilding, is not an example to look up to at all, you know, with competition. That's a very opposite end of the spectrum of having to weigh the food, being miserable, working out nonstop. You can't live a life consistently like that forever. So
exactly.
Yeah. So my mom tried to be the medium between the two. And so they knew when I was ready to come to them and say, hey, I'm not the healthiest I could be. They were all open with arms and love, which I admire about them.
When did you finally reach that point in your life where you could turn to fitness as a place where you could feel confident rather than evoke those feelings of shame and guilt?
Woo! It was a journey, actually. It was funny. I tell a lot of my clients, I say, go do something that you love. Forget about the calories, forget about the numbers. So I think I was up and down a lot as a kid. And then I got really thin. I did a lot of things that weren't healthy. You know, the top ramen diet where I'd eat like two top ramen for the whole day. And then my hair was falling out, you know, bordering eating disorder. And then, Europe was the one. Finally, when I was 19, I went to Europe and I just started eating the food as I wanted to eat instead of, you know, depriving myself. And the, you know, there's so much less preservatives in the food. And I was walking and I was exploring and I was just being in the moment and present and not stressed out. And after 2 weeks, I dropped literally 17 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was eating and I was nourished and I was happy and I was walking. And then that really reset in my mind going, okay, the cortisol, I'm not stressed. I'm walking around. I'm doing what I love. I'm not stressed about what everybody thinks of me. And it was awesome. And then I just continued with that mindset to go forward because I could literally starve myself all day, but if I wasn't happy, I was going to gain it back. And I knew it. And that's where the reset plan started.
That's really cool. So getting into that, how did Ferrigno Fit come to existence? What was the purpose and mission behind the organization?
So again, I really wanted to figure out a way for my dad and I to learn who we are as individuals and then together as a team, because I always admired his concept and his mentality. So I came together with him and we created Ferrigno Fit, FIT, which means focus, invest, and take action with what you want in your life. We all have, you know, we all have different goals. And so focusing, investing, and taking action to us means, you know, inside mentally, physically, and spiritually. So we came together and we started the Incredibly Fit program. And we've been going into people's homes all around the country. And we have a show that's about to launch based on my book, The Reset Plan, where we help people and we start with the mind. And then it continues out into food and the and everything else in your life, taking action.
That's amazing. Really excited for that show, by the way. But could you kind of dig into maybe some of the details about what is the reset plan? Is it just a way to get back on track with your diet, or does it go beyond that by targeting mental and emotional health as well?
Yeah, diet is nothing without without your mental state. You know, living life is not worth it if you're always – that's where a lot of depression comes from. If you're always keeping up with the Joneses, thinking how you're supposed to be when you're overthinking life and not just being, and also settling into yourself. You know, I have a lot of clients who have had a lot of loss in their life, or things like MS, or people that have been affected by outside, you know, uncontrollable events. And they look at me and they're like, I'm depressed. And I'll say to them, I'm like, well, you should be depressed. You should allow yourself to be depressed for a little bit of time to actually grasp what's going on inside of yourself, because I feel like people just go, I'm good. Let's keep moving. But they don't get to the source of what's going on inside of themselves. And then they just, life just comes at every angle and it starts depleting them over time. Because if you don't work through your thing, no matter what it is or a few things that it is, it's going to implode over a while and time. So yeah, that's what I really deal with first, is the mental aspect. And then we go, okay, because think about it. You wake up and you could either say, I'm not a morning person, Stephen. I don't know about you, but I wake up and I go, you have a little kid, so you have to be pseudo morning. But I wake up and I go, I used to say, I don't want to be here. What is going on? It's so early. I'm so miserable. But then I noticed that mindset went into every aspect of my day.
Sure.
So I go, whoa, okay, I get the opportunity to breathe today. I get the opportunity to wake up. Wow, I'm so blessed.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know what I mean? And then I notice that all my actions from that moment forward reset. So if I am in a negative mood, I go, oh, I need coffee. I'm tired. Otherwise, when I'm in a positive mood, I wake up and I go, okay, let's grab a glass of water. I feel good. And so it just really manifests into everything that I do with taking action, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so it really starts with the mental health.
That's awesome. So I think I'm sort of stepping outside of not my comfort zone, but I think my experience zone when I draw to this topic here. But I have watched my wife, and it's something that she struggled with. There are a lot of people that struggle with their self-image and the struggle between especially eating healthy and having a healthy body image. It can almost feel like a war of attrition, I imagine. What's the key to overcoming those obstacles and finding success?
Yeah, you really, honestly, with body image, you really, whether you're short, you're tall, you're big, you need to just enjoy what you're doing. So, I don't know about you, Stephen, but when I don't work out and my mind just goes. And I, even if I'm 20 pounds overweight, if I go and work out hard, I feel better.
Definitely.
So it's all about how you feel. Stop with the weight. Stop with the scale. It's all BS. Scale is a disgusting numbers game, and we're here, we're living, and comparison is the root of all evil. So it's really taking time, compartmentalizing what you want, what your priorities are, and also taking time for yourself. 4% of the day is 1 hour. So if you just take 1 hour out of the day to do something, whether it's a walk around the block, whether it's you're doing your hair, something that you make a commitment to yourself to do for 1 hour a day, you are going to feel better. It's going to manifest into every part of your life, whether you're heavy, thin, it doesn't matter. It's your mind. It has to start with the mind.
That's so awesome. So we're going to shift gears here and kind of focus in now on the MS Fitness Challenge. How did you become aware of the organization, and what made you want to get involved?
David Lyons. Yeah.
Hey, Shauna, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I lost you right after David Lyons. So if you want to pick up from there, that's fine.
You would lose me after David Lyons because it just exploded with all of the awesomeness that is David Lyons.
I'm going to have to find a way to keep that in the podcast. This is great.
I love it. Yeah. No, but David Lyons and Dad have known each other. And it was funny. I didn't really know about David Lyons. I saw him here and there, but he emailed me one day and was just like, hey, I love what you're doing for IgnoFit. I know your dad. And I was like, sure. I hear that all the time. And then he was like, I'd love to rep for IgnoFit. So I was like, So then I was like, I'll send you a shirt, whatever. And so then I started looking into who he actually was and asking Dad about him. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's going to wear my shirt and support for IgnoFit. And so from that moment on, he's been like an uncle to me, just a great, awesome, just charismatic human, as we know, but just a warrior and no BS and no excuses, So when he asked me to come along, my husband and I started with this concept called Every Rep is a Step. So we sat together and we were just talking before even joining Dave with the MS Fitness Challenge. We were just like, forget how you look. It's just repetition every day with your mind. Every repetition is another step to where you want to be if you're very focused with it and committed in your goals. So that's when that concept came. And then Dave and I joined forces, and this was just perfect to come together. And then I got certified, with an MS degree, and I was just stoked to be part of it. And now I'm just inspired every day.
That's really cool. A lot of the, I'm not sure if all the shirts still have it on the back, but a lot of the early MS Fitness Challenge shirts, they had it on the back of them. I have probably like four of them in my closet, and it says every rep is a step. And I got a lot of questions about that. And it's mixed intrigue between, is it talking about like reps at the gym? Like, is it talking about mindset? So it's really cool that it can kind of mesh into all those things at once.
Yeah, because it is all those things at once, it's funny because I say to my dad all the time, he's never heard music in his life. And so I was like, how do you go to the gym when you're just not in the mood and you don't have a song to pick you up? And, all those moments that were like, I'm not doing this. And then your favorite song comes on. But he was just like, every repetition, I listen to my breath. I listen to myself. Wow. I think about what things are going on in my head, either it's positive or negative, and I take it out on the weight. And so that was really inspiring for the every repetition is a step to the anything in your life. Taking away sugar is a repetition every day to getting to the next step of where you want to feel and be. you know, physically and mentally.
That's really cool. So yeah. Can you kind of dig in further into the program itself? How can people with MS tap into the resources available with it?
Oh, yeah. You got to join our fitness page, Stephen. You're like the best guy ever on there. It's so awesome. Community. Yeah, you're just an amazing source there. So join our Facebook page and our group. And then we have our May retreat, right, Stephen? I'm so stoked. This is our second retreat. We met at the first one in February. No, it is February, September.
Right?
Yeah, September. Okay, my mind's gone. But yeah. All right, tell me about it. What are you doing with it? You and I are going to help people with their goals and their mentality.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, it's an event where, like you said that we got to meet, and any of the members who come or any of the listeners who are listening now, they'll get the chance to meet you and I. They'll meet David. They'll meet Kendra. It's just an amazing team. We'll get to meet everybody. But for me, I think it was just the connection and the correlation I made between that MS and positivity. Those two things can actually go hand in hand. And that's why I thought it was so huge. But I don't know. What are your insight? What are your thoughts? Why do you think people should be excited about it?
Oh my gosh. You know, in that room, it was so wonderful. It was just such a soundboard for everybody going through, because MS, as you know, I don't have it, but I am skilled in it at this point. It's just, you have to control the controllable, and everybody, it's not just I have it and that's every day it's the same, or every day we're all going through the same thing. It's everyone's going through different moments of this disease at different times. And so it was just great for everyone to come together and talk about their vulnerability and, you know, depression that can come with it, or the ways that they can get out of it, or the ways that they have been, you know, every rep is a step, every repetition that they're doing mentally, physically, and spiritually to live every day to their best life. And so it was just, as you know, Steve, it was just such an amazing, I have chills talking about it. It was just such an amazing time for all of us to get together and just talk.
Yeah, it felt like you're just in a big like family reunion in some sorts. It was hard to describe.
And how everybody was just so supportive with one another. No one was just like, oh, no one understands me. It was just everyone trying to get a grasp of everyone else and just being human. It wasn't about MS necessarily. It was about being human and then talking about what everyone's going through day to day. Because I do know that a lot of people don't want to be, you know, labeled as having MS. You know, they have their own businesses. They have their own strengths. You know, that is just something that has happened to them, but they are more than MS, you know?
Exactly. Yep. That's the best way to put it. Living with MS, it can often mean living with invisible symptoms that can be really hard to communicate. It can be even harder to express sometimes how those symptoms feel in words. And beyond that, it can even be even more frustrating when it seems like people around you just don't get it. There's almost a sense that telling others about how my MS feels and the emotions that I'm having just isn't worth it. So with that, do you think that vulnerability and openness are things that people should try to cultivate? Can it lead to positive change?
You know, Stephen, I think boundaries are number one. So I think that, you know, people, I have this client where she's just an oversharer. There's a difference between vulnerability and oversharing, because I do believe that vulnerability means that you are with somebody to really put yourself out there and show them who you are. But you don't necessarily have to do that with strangers. I feel like if you do that with strangers, you're oversharing and they're not going to understand. And then they're not going to be what you hope that they will be giving back to you. So when I say this, I mean, you have to have boundaries with sharing MS, because if you're just telling someone on the street and they don't understand, then that can leave you in a very vulnerable place where you don't know how to deal with it because they're not giving back to you. But if you have friends that you know you can open up to and that they've proved that they are listening, kind, and really mindful about what you're going through, it's going to be a very kind process, as opposed to somebody that just doesn't have time for it and doesn't understand it and doesn't want to understand it. So let them go. You know what I mean, Stephen? You must know.
Yeah,
how's
I do.
It with you? Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
there must have been some people you've had to have boundaries with. Not that you don't love them or won't talk to them again, but they just don't understand what you're going through.
Yeah, I can definitely. Yeah. And especially in this season of my life, I'm trying to really focus on being more open and vulnerable. And with that, I think it's okay sometimes. I think you probably will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's okay to not be incredible all the time, right? It's okay to not be the Hulk at all moments of your life. That it's okay to be weak. It's okay, like you said, to be depressed and to just realize and really feel what that feels like, and to take time to just process those emotions and to work your way through that without just keep, you know, burying it in the sand and not acknowledging that it's real. And I think that's really important.
Exactly. And it starts with who you surround yourself with. Because think about, you know, everybody out there, and you especially, Stephen, think about three people that you feel you can really open up to and be really vulnerable with. And then think about three people that you absolutely can't because they don't understand you. So you need to just take those traits of the people that you do feel vulnerable and open around and just cultivate that in your life. And, you know, just let the people go for now that you don't feel good about. Because think about it. Are you going to really want to open up to a person that doesn't have time for it? It's just going to make you feel even shittier. And there's no time in life to feel shittier, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. It's really, especially with a disease like this, where every day can be really unpredictable and fluctuate from being a really great day to just rapidly decline to a terrible day in an instant. It's really important to have a really strong support system.
Yeah. And I feel as though a lot of, when I was, you know, at the group in September, I feel like people were apologizing for complaining, but I didn't take it as complaining. And I also feel as though a big thing for me is be careful about the way you talk about yourself because you're listening. And I feel as though a lot of times people will apologize for talking about their truth. And there's a difference between complaining and nagging and actually taking action and doing something about it and just being okay with the temperature of what's going on with the day. You know, if you're around people that are just like, oh, you're complaining all the time, then those are not people that understand or have empathy for you. And that's okay. But you don't need to be, you know, thrown down when you're not feeling well on top of that.
Right.
You know?
No, yeah. It makes a lot of sense. So you mentioned, you know, you don't have MS, but that doesn't mean you can't be a really strong resource and of support for the people that do. What gives you the confidence of knowing that your coaching principles and your fitness strategies, that they're all applicable to people to have this disease?
Because we all go through something in our lives. We go through a few things in our lives. And I think it's all about the approach. Again, like every rep is a step. So I may not have MS and I may not have, you know, cancer and but I have knee issues. I have my own issues that mess with my brain daily that tell me I can't do this and I can't be this. And I, you know, we all have that little voice in our head that is holding us back. And at the end of the day, we have to try to just control the controllable and be around positive people that make us look at life, you know, as my husband would say, he says that's either a grave or a ditch. So either you can look at a hole and jump over it, or you can bury yourself in it. And I think that no matter what is going on in our lives, we have to have that approach and be kind to one another and kind to ourselves. And it really starts with boundaries. It also is important to look at your environment at home and go, you know, I make the bed every morning, Stephen. I don't know about you, but I make the bed every morning because I feel as though life can get so crazy and the world can just throw things at me daily that I need some sort of control and centeredness in this chaos of life. So when I look at the bed when I get home after a crazy day, I go, okay, I can control that controllable. So it doesn't make me want to run to the fridge and eat and not work out and just feel down about myself. It's simple as that. We got to go back to keep it simple and smart.
Yeah, I think that's a really great strategy. I wake up a lot earlier than my wife sometimes to do my fitness training. So if I were to make the bed, she'd probably get pretty upset.
Well, that's good. You're working out then. And that's what you can control is your workout in the morning.
But still with that, it's that having – making your first action something that you can control and that's something that you can claim as a victory of the day, I think that's so critical to establishing the right mindset right from the get-go.
I agree. And self-talk in the morning. Say three things you want to accomplish that day. And if it doesn't happen, that's okay. But be kind and give yourself allow yourself to be kind to yourself. The world is hard enough as it is. So I think that's really important, is having goals, seeing what you can slay during the day. And if you can't, there's always tomorrow, you know?
Right. Yeah. I remember very, very early on, maybe like the first week I started telling people that I'd been diagnosed with MS. There was somebody in one of my coworkers back in California, and I won't ever forget it, but for some reason it stuck with me. And she just looked at me. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So she also knows what it's like to live with a chronic condition. And she just said, be kind to yourself, accept where your body is, and just focus on the things that you can do rather than the things that you can't. And I think that's really critical.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. A grave or a ditch, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what have been some of the biggest lessons you have learned after being exposed to this awesome MS Fitness Challenge community?
Wow. How inspired I am. How when I'm in a bad mood, and then I literally will go on our group and I'll be like, really? They're squatting. They're getting up out of a wheel and moving like that. Shut up, Ferrigno. Get your life together. You have no excuse. Go take a walk. Stop being, you know, because we all have it. Stop being bad about your day. You know, we're here. So I'm so inspired, and nobody has said to me, you don't know, probably behind my back, I don't know, but no, I'm not in our group. You know, you don't know what it's like. If anything, we get on a really human level together and we just start talking, you know, about mindset, because we're all human. And I've just been so inspired by just the amount of love and just how people every day want to live their best life and just do it through fitness and food and nutrition, and just how amazing David Lyons is. He keeps me on my toes. So, geez.
Yeah. This might sound weird when I say it to you, but it's really how I feel. And in a lot of ways, I think the best way that I look at this disease and the way that it's impacted me is that I'm really lucky. And I say that because I have all these new amazing opportunities in life. And I think David would agree, but without MS, I wouldn't have – this podcast wouldn't be here today. The influence that I have by helping to motivate and inspire others, I wouldn't have that today. So I think if we can look at – regardless of what it is, it can be MS, it can be cancer, it can just be, like you said, it can be whatever you're dealing with in life. If you look at that as an opportunity to grow and to influence others, I think that's the key to having an indestructible, unvanquishable mindset.
I love that. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And just taking life at moment by moment and just making, you know, the good times that much sweeter, you know, and just getting more badass with the hard times, you know, it's all about self-talk and just allowing yourself at moments to be vulnerable, to say this is, and being kind to yourself, like you said, that this is shitty. This is not what you signed up for. This is not fair. You know, having a pity party once in a while, that's okay. I think people just go, I'm going to man through it. I'm going to work through it. But it's okay to have those moments with those people in your life that you can trust and be vulnerable with. You know, as opposed to some people that just, again, like I said, overshare to humans that just don't get it. They're not going to get it. If they don't get it, they don't get it. That's okay. There's billions of people on this planet that just might, you know, millions, right. Thousands, hundreds. How about just two? Be around people that get it, you know?
Absolutely. So, Shauna, for your final question here before I have to sadly let you go.
Ever. Okay.
That goes by quick. What is your biggest hope and goal within your role as the mindset coach for the MS Fitness Challenge?
Honestly, I get inspired by people every day. My biggest goal is to have people stop worrying about weight, stop stressing out about things you can't control, and really getting back to the simplicity of life, you know, calling somebody and telling them you love them, being vulnerable with, you know, the special people in your life, taking a walk when you can around the block, you know, smelling flowers, making the beautiful things heightened. And I think that is truly what life should be about. We're in this hubbub of just things that are so artificial in life. And, you know, going back, you know, what they call it, farm to table, but eating like our grandparents used to from the earth, and just being mindful about your goals and where you want to be in a month's time. Forget the 5-year goal, you know, month to month, week by week, and just settling into yourself. Because I, like I said in my speech, and I talk about it in life, we are not computers with broken parts. You know, we are humans with unmet needs. And so it's important to find and people and things in life that fulfill those needs for us to be our best self.
Wow. That is, I mean, if you're listening today and that didn't inspire you, I don't know what will.
That you was incredible. Inspire me, Steven. You're awesome.
Yeah, really appreciate that. And I think you touched on another critical thing, and that's being intentional with the way that we connect. And if that means putting down our cell phones, maybe just putting on airplane mode for a while and just really absorbing and just taking in the environment around us by engaging with people, really having that deep eye-to-eye, you know, that face-to-face contact with people, even if it's just for, like you said, 4% of your day, I think that can really set the pace for really profound and significant change in your life.
I agree. And it starts with us. You know, we are the only ones that know what we want in life. So stop with the naysayers and just go day by day, moment by moment.
Absolutely. Well, Shauna, I want to thank you so, so much for being on the show today. Yeah, you are such an inspiration to me as someone to look up to as an example of what it means to be authentic, what it means to be resilient, what it means to be really, really just real with yourself. So with that, do you have any closing comments?
No, you're inspiring and thank you so much. And I just can't wait to, you know, keep this journey ahead with MS. And thank you so much for your group and just you taking me in. I just feel like I learn every single day. So yeah, just awesome.
I totally agree. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Be sure to tune into next week's episode where I will get the honor and privilege of interviewing Dr. Byron Mark Vance, the Director of Medical Services for the MS Fitness Challenge. Be sure to tune in as you'll hear some incredible stories about the power of alternative medicines for MS. Remember, new episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast will be available for download every Saturday on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help and support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. As we close out, remember to check out MSFitnessChallenge.com, check out the upcoming training camp in Los Angeles, and dig into all the great resources we have for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and get plugged into that Facebook group that we have. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing, keep striving, and conquer MS.